I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A U.S. family is mourning the loss of their daughter and sister from a distance today. 40-year-old missionary pilot Joyce Lynn died in a plane crash on Tuesday, trying to bring COVID-19 tests and school supplies to a remote Indonesian village. Mission Aviation Fellowship President David Holston says pandemic travel restrictions mean Lynn's family can't attend her funeral. The cause of her accident is still unknown. Join us in asking God to comfort Lynn's family and teammates.
We find ourselves in this place of tension between, real grief and sadness at the loss of our sister, Joyce. But at the same time, we are experiencing joy as we reflect on the life that she lived. She was very faithful in her service to the Lord and in the way that she interacted with others.
And Brazil has become a new epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic, now the 7th highest country in the world for cases and the 6th highest for deaths. But Sammy Tippett says the church in Brazil is prepared for social distancing, having a strong digital presence.
They use not only Facebook and YouTube and those outlets, but they also use WhatsApp. They have groups. Their people are broken down into small groups, and so they're able to minister to people in a much more intimate way and help people know what's happening in the lives of people. And through WhatsApp, they're able to keep in touch with them, minister to them, and help them.
Sammy Tippett Ministries has been ahead of the curve on the digital church presence, fostering the growth of small groups on WhatsApp around the world. And you've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Padidi. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.